The majestic monarch butterfly is truly under threat. Remember last fall we heard the story of this golden black butterfly that makes a 2,000-mile journey from as far north as Canada to certain mountain peaks in Mexico every winter. Normal monarchs live just 2 months, but a super generation lives up to 7, allowing them to make the trip and start the return trip as well. But a new study shows that the number of butterflies at those winter colonies dropped this year by an astounding 59%. Now, we wouldn't even know what we were losing if not for the work of Fred and Nora Urquhart, a Canadian couple whose story is told in an IMAX 3D film, Flight of the Butterflies. It follows their 40-year quest to figure out where monarchs go, a quest that ended on the Mexican mountaintop Cerro Pelon. Here's a scene narrated by an actor playing the late Fred Urquhart.
Our lifelong search was over. In the monarch's secret winter sanctuary, I held indisputable proof of an incredible journey. One fragile, wind-tossed scrap of life symbolized both the marvel of the monarchs and the priceless rewards of finally resolving an age-old scientific mystery. For one truly magic moment, time stood still.
How did they find the butterflies? Well, the Urquharts created a citizen scientist program, thousands of volunteers who tagged butterflies. Then they hired Catalina Aguado and her now late husband after the trail went cold in Texas. Catalina spotted the creatures in Mexico and remembered local folklore that said monarch butterflies were the souls of little children coming back every year on the Day of the Dead, which happened to be in the winter. She traced the butterflies to the mountaintop in 1975 and told us what that sighting was like.
At first, there were just a few flying about. It was a very cold day. And then they were covering the trees completely from trunk to top. It was very quiet and just a very wonderful sort of eerie experience because of their being so quiet, so still. That was an amazing feeling. I could not speak from excitement and some feeling of dread as if I was invading their privacy. It was a humbling experience.
Again, Catalina Aguado talking to us last fall and telling us what it was like back in 1975 to discover the monarch butterflies in Mexico. Well, it's even more humbling now because, as we said, a new study shows the number of butterflies turning up in Mexico down dramatically. We want to get reaction from Chip Taylor, founder of Monarch Watch and a professor of ecology and evolutionary biology at the University of Kansas in Lawrence. He also rallies citizen scientists. And, Chip, we spoke to you back in October as well. You were talking about the signs of decline, trying to rally people. But what is it like for you now to see? I mean, the number of monarchs has plummeted.
Yes, it really has, and it's always a shock to get the figures. But, you know, I was really thankful that they weren't much lower than they were. I was expecting about 1 hectare of butterflies, maybe even less. So when it came back that there was 1.19 hectares of butterflies, you know, I was a little bit...
Yeah. But remind us, what's a hectare again? I mean, what does that mean to you?
Hectare, you know, let's put it in acre terms. I mean, we're talking about 2.74 acres. For the total area occupied by the butterflies this year, that is the area of trees that they occupy at all 9 sites combined. So they go not just to one place, but to a lot of different mountaintops down there. Mm-hmm. And we were hoping to get a little better news than that, but, you know, I realistically thought it was actually going to be about 1 hectare or even less.
Well,
I was worried that it would be less.
Well, it was down 59%. And remind us, we talked about this in the fall, you know, why this migration is in jeopardy. One thing is that the milkweed, the young rely on the milkweed for food, and there's less of the milkweed?
Yes, and there's been a big loss of monarch habitat, milkweed habitat, throughout the Midwest, particularly due to the adoption of Roundup Ready corn and soybeans. It used to be that that was the most productive area for monarch production. There was a small amount of milkweed that survived the tillage that went on to eliminate weeds in those fields, but now they're using chemicals to eliminate the weeds, and they have eliminated milkweed. So a previously productive habitat for monarchs is now gone, and virtually gone anyway, and so that's been a big factor. And we've also had this big push to develop biofuels, and that's consumed a lot of monarch habitat out there. And then, of course, we've got development that nibbles away on things, and our farming is becoming more intensive, and we have deforestation down in Mexico, and all of this sort of stuff creates some problems. And then this year we had a really unusual series of weather events that did not favor the monarchs at all. Reproduction was down, and we had this huge drought and extremely high temperatures in the Midwest, and monarchs don't deal with that very well.
Well, the study pointed to climate change, including freezing temperatures, heavy rain. This is all confirming what you were worried about back in October. But the good news is there are a lot of people who love monarch butterflies, as we found after we aired your story. Also, you know, author Barbara Kingsolver, her new novel, Flight Behavior, has the monarchs suddenly wintering in the mountains of Tennessee. And this, in her fictional novel, is her way of, you know, sending out an alarm that something's wrong, you know, that they are in Tennessee and not Mexico. So you tell us, you work with citizen scientists. We heard from school kids across the country and just regular backyard gardeners who are not only trying to help you track the monarchs, but bring them back. How can we build way stations?
Well, yeah, way stations are just, you know, a concept that we started in 2005. The idea is to have people create little habitats for monarch butterflies wherever they have a garden. And, you know, going forward, things are changing so rapidly that gardens are going to have to be a refuge for pollinators and monarch butterflies and a whole lot of other things. In other words, the gardeners are going to have a new purpose out there. They're going to have to help us conserve some of the wildlife that we're all interested in. So one of the things we're pushing is to get a lot of milkweeds produced out there. We're just about ready to load up something we're going to call a milkweed market on our website, which will allow people to look at where they can get milkweed throughout the country.
Yeah. And just remind us, you've got a couple minutes here. You know, some would say, well, it's just a butterfly. You know, why is it worth this effort? When you see the movie and you see what they go through to reproduce and to live, I mean, they are heroic. But why is it so important to keep them?
Well, this is a question I get asked all the time. I mean, what's the value of the butterfly? And let me put it in these terms. These butterflies share the same habitat with a lot of other organisms. And if we're losing these butterflies, we're losing habitats for a lot of the pollinators out there. And people may not realize this, but pollinators keep the system together. They pollinate about 70% of the vegetation out there over most of the U.S. That is, they provide the pollination services, the ecological services that are needed to produce the fruits, nuts, berries, and so on that everything else feeds on. So without the pollinators, you don't have the plants, you don't have the production from the plants, you don't have the small mammals, you don't have the ground nesting birds, and you don't have the predatory birds that feed on all of those. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's keeping it all together, which is what the message is all about. And monarchs are simply an indication that we're not doing very well maintaining those habitats, those marginal habitats that support all of those species, and those species are needed. I mean, that's the real point of all of this. This is much larger than monarch butterflies. This is symbolic of management of our habitats, which we're not doing very well at.
Yeah. Well, and plus, when one flies by or even lands on you, it is spine-tingling. Chip Taylor of Monarch Watch. We're going to have all information on how people can build their way stations at herenow.org, also where you can see the film Flight of the Butterflies. Thanks so much for weighing in with us today.
Glad to talk to you, Robin.
Okay. Well, we'll do what we can. Here Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.